Excuse me, are you the gentleman that left his card on my truck?
Yes, I didn't see you around when I came home a little while ago. You know, I have an item in here I think you might be interested in. Come in.
Yeah. What?
What size shoe do you wear?
What size? A 9.5, but what's that got to do with anything?
Here, put these on.
No, you see, I can't stay long. I got to get back to work.
You don't understand. It's the carpet. It's antique Persian. It's very valuable. So, would you put these on, please?
All right. I don't know why I got to put on slippers.
Not on that chair. It's a Chippendale. It's very valuable, very delicate. Not on the wallpaper. It's French, hand-blocked, very delicate.
Say, listen, I don't have time to play games. Now, if you've got something to sell me, bring it out here and let's get it over with.
Look, you wait right here. I'll bring you a chair.
What kind of nut is this?
Here you are.
Say, listen, is it all right for me to step down in the slippers?
Oh, yes, of course.
I mean, you know, I wouldn't want to wear them out in case they're valuable. Delicate.
Well, just don't brush up against anything and knock it over.
Say, listen, let's just forget about this whole thing and
Don't understand. It's taken me a long time to collect all these things. I'm just a little nervous about them, that's all.
Say, listen, you don't have to tell me that. I'm a collector myself. Hey, where do you think I live, in a packing crate?
Well, excuse me. Will you follow me?
Say, listen. Are you sure it's me you want to do business with? I mean, we go in for antiques, sure, but mostly our business is junk.
Oh, I know. But I want you to take this.
What's the matter with it?
There's nothing the matter with it. I just want it out of here.
I don't know why. I think it looks great in this room.
Well, I don't care what it looks like. I want it out of here. Where's my wife's?
Oh, did she die?
No, unfortunately. She's no longer here. I don't want anything of hers in here either. Well, what do you say?
What do I say? How much do you want for it?
I don't want anything for it. I just want it out of here.
You mean for nothing?
That's right.
Well, see, I don't know about that. Now, listen, if you were to call up a piano moving outfit, they would charge you a pretty good penny to get this out of here. I could tell you that.
Yeah, but I'm letting you have it for nothing. You can sell it.
You just try and sell a piano today. You know, pianos are out. You know what's in? Guitars. That's right. Listen, I was reading an article in Ebony magazine just today. Do you read Ebony?
No.
Why not? I read Life.
Well, listen.
Listen. I was reading this article in Ebony, see, and it was going on how to say that the guitar business in this country has shot sky high, but pianos, that's,
All right, I'll give you $10 to take it away.
No, you must be crazy.
I'll give you 15.
15? I got a partner. How are we gonna split $15?
All right, I'll give you 20. You don't want to do it for that? I'll get somebody else, forget it.
Well, all right, I'll take the 20. I shouldn't, though, because I could get hurt on this job, and I don't have any insurance.
$20, take it or leave it.
All right, I'll take it. I'll have to go get my partner. Listen, we'll be back this afternoon. In the meantime, I don't want you to give that piano to anybody else, okay?
I won't.
All right. I'll see you later.
Listen, Lamont, me and you can't move no piano. That's heavy work. Besides, I got a sacroiliac.
Say, Pop, everybody's got a sacroiliac.
Yeah, but not like mine. See, you wasn't in the war. You wasn't wounded.
Are you going to start that again? Now, what war were you ever in?
World War II. I never got over it. Staggering under that 40-pound pack.
Now, you know you never left Fort Dix, New Jersey. And the only pack that ever made you stagger was a six-pack.
Would you like one across your lips?
Listen, do you want to do this job or don't you? If you do, stop talking. If you don't, we'll just go home.
I'd do it. Although it'll hurt my back. I'll do it. It's gonna hurt my back. I'll do it. I don't care if it does hurt my back. I'll do it.
Well, we're back. This is my partner.
Come in. So, do you think you'll be able to manage? He looks a little old to be doing heavy work like moving a piano.
That's what I tried to tell him.
Don't worry, I'll take most of the strain.
Yeah, see, it's my back. Hasn't been the same since the war.
Oh, you were in the war?
Yeah, the big one. World War II. Paratrooper. Jumped behind German lines. But I don't want to talk about it.
Ach ja, der Krieg. Schrecklich, dass wir alle das durchmachen mussten. Aber so sind halt die Menschen seit Anfang der Zeit. Schrecklich, schrecklich, schrecklich.
Do you know you're right? I've been telling that all day. See, my son don't like to hear war stories.
Your son? You mean you brought your father to help you?
Say, listen, I already told you that I'm going to do most of the lifting.
Well, it's none of my business, but shouldn't he be retired?
Yeah, you'd think so after all I did for my country and my son.
Why do you make him work like this?
Well, it's all right. I won't be doing it much longer. Any day now, I'll be going to join my wife, Elizabeth.
Would you stop that?
See, it's Sanford and son now, but when I'm gone, the business will all be his alone. It'll be Dummy Incorporated.
What are you talking about, Dummy Incorporated? Well, I brought you up here to move this piano. This man doesn't know anything about action. I'll tell you.
I don't want any scenes here. Are you up to the job or aren't you?
Listen, I told you we could do it. Now just let us do it.
Well, all right.
Come on, Pop. Let's get this thing. Oh, yeah.
What's the matter?
What size shoe do you wear?
Go on. Tell him what size shoe you wear.
I wear a 10. What are we going to do, dance?
It's the carpet. It's antique.
You know, with those heavy boots, you wouldn't want to walk on an old Persian carpet, would you?
Listen, with these heavy boots, I walk on an old Persian.
Here. Sorry, this is all I have in size 10.
Who wore these last? The thief of Baghdad? These people.
It's the chair.
It's a Chippendale, not for sitting.
Well, you ought to get a Sears Roebuck. They made for sitting.
The wallpaper, it's French, very delicate.
You stay right here. I'll be right back.
Hey, what's he doing with all these slippers around here?
He don't want nobody to walk on his old rugs.
You know what I think? I think he's a fruitcake. Or maybe just a plain fruit.
Would you stop it?
Well, what's he doing home this time of day in that fruity robe?
I don't know. What do I care?
Because he's fruity. Where's his wife?
I already told you, Pop. They're separated.
And you know why. See, his guests don't have to worry about where they're going to lean or where they're going to sit or walk on the carpet. They just fly around the room.
Listen to me. I don't care anything about this man's personal life. Now, we're here to move a piano.
Okay, well, you just keep an eye on him and watch his shoulders. That's how you can tell. Watch his shoulders.
Yeah. Here you are.
See that?
See? See what?
Nothing. Nothing.
No, I'll talk to him.
Now, would you like some help?
No, I don't want no help.
Well, I'll leave you two alone, then. If you need anything, you just call me.
Say, listen, just a moment. Will your wife be coming around here today?
My wife and I are separated.
Hey, wait a minute. Come here. What happened between you two?
I don't think that concerns you.
No, no, one more question. See, the reason why I asked you, because a lot of people get separated nowadays. I just want to know what the reason was.
Say, listen, you have to excuse my father. See, he's got a habit of poking his nose in other people's business.
Well, if you really must know, our marriage wasn't working, so we separated. And now I have a whole new way of life, which I prefer. Is that all right?
That's what I want to ask you about. Come here. That's what I want to ask you about, that whole new way of life.
Listen, what's the matter with you? What are you asking people personal questions for? That's embarrassing.
Listen, we better get on out of here because this place might get raided. Because I'm telling you, that guy is...
What are you worried about, Pop? If this place gets raided while we're here, all we have to do is tell him that we came to move a piano.
In these...
Listen, we got a job to do. Let's just do it and get it over with.
Hey, Lamont. Huh? You know, this is a nice apartment here. I wonder how much the rent is.
What difference does it make? You could never live here.
Supreme Court said I can live anywhere I want to.
Yeah, well, you better get the Supreme Court to pay your rent. Come on over here and let's get this started.
Look here. Here's a checkbook.
Would you put that back?
Look here. $320 to Mrs. Martinson. That must have been his wife.
Pop, put that down.
And $100 to Dwayne Hudson. I bet I know who Dwayne is.
Listen, get away from that.
Are you looking for something?
No, see, I was just putting...
Come on, son. We got to move this piano over here.
Well, your father seems willing to work.
Yeah, I always say if you got a job to do, do it and get it over with.
Exactly. Too bad the young people today don't understand any of that.
Yeah. You got any kids?
No.
I didn't think so.
Excuse me. Hello? Oh, hello, darling. Oh, je vais très bien, merci. Et maintenant, Sylvia est partie, la vie est très jolie. Attends-toi un moment. Ne quittez pas, ne quittez pas. I want to take this in the other room. Will you hang it up for me, please?
Oui, senor. See, I speak all that. I learned that OZ in Army.
Are you double-crossing? Or what are you doing?
Shh, shh,
would you,
will you hush?
Would you get away from me? Give me this phone. What's the matter with you?
Did you hear him say, darling? See, I can swear it was a man's voice on the other end.
Are you going to get started on this job or not?
All right, okay. I bet that was Dwayne on the phone. Hey, Lamont, look here. This is the kind of cigarette they smoke.
Would you put that down?
My goodness. I'd sure like to be here Saturday night when Dwayne and all the rest of the guests be around here. Smoking these cigarettes and sitting around in their slippers. Oh, my goodness. Excuse me. How long have you been doing manual labor?
Would you put that down and get over here?
Okay. You can take a minute out for a few...
What's the matter with you?
Smile.
Well, what do you think?
I ain't lifting this.
What do you mean you're not lifting this?
I ain't gonna rupture myself for no $10.
Pop, don't you understand? We're not just getting $10. The man is giving us a Steinway.
The man is giving us a hernia.
You wanna quit?
Well, how you gonna lift it?
All we gotta do is push it. Now, it's on rollers. Just watch it. And just get down here. Try to get this over there. What are you doing?
Oh, excuse me. I didn't know you were still talking on the phone.
What was that for?
He's still talking to Dwayne.
Would you get over here? Stay away from that phone. We gotta move this PR.
Well, I don't know. What do you want me to do?
Yes, was there something you wanted?
Oh, I was just wondering, could you give me a drink or something?
Well, how about a glass of milk?
Milk, no, that's too heavy. You know, my bayonet wound in the infantry.
Oh. Well, infantry? I thought you said you were on the paratroopers.
Yeah, that's true. See, when I jumped, I landed on the guy who was in the infantry, and he had his bayonet out.
Oh, I see.
Make it beer or gin, beer, brandy. That's what the old army doctor used to always say. Beer when it's near, brandy when it's handy.
Well, I'll see which I have.
Yeah, beer or brandy. A vodka, a bourbon, rum, tequila.
You know, you get more ridiculous by the minute. Now listen, now this is what we're gonna do. Now I'll lift a piano, and all you have to do is get underneath it and pull out the carpet.
You can't lift no piano.
I can lift it long enough for you to pull out the carpet. Now just get down there. Is that asking too much?
No, no.
Well, just get down there and I'll lift up the piano.
Okay, you lift it up and I'll pull the rug out.
Oh, no, don't let him do that.
What?
Don't let him make you lift that heavy piano. Why, that's ridiculous. Here, have some brandy. I bet you can use it.
I sure can. Thank you. Here's to you, son.
Listen, you better cut that out. Now, you just better cut it out. Now, you're trying to make me look like a heel.
What'd I do?
It's what you've been doing ever since we came in here. Now, you've been lying and snooping around and trying to make me out to be a rat. Now, I want you to stop it.
I didn't do nothing like that.
You always do this every time. I got the piano.
Now, what's going on? What's he doing to you? Is he threatening you?
No, everything's all right.
No, it's not all right. You know, I don't like the way you treat your father. In fact, I don't like your attitude. I think you better go. I'm going to get somebody else.
No, wait a minute. Don't do that now. Wait. He just loses his temper every now and then, but he don't mean it, see? And besides, we need the job.
Oh. Well, all right. For your sake. I'm doing it for his sake only. You don't realize what a nice old gentleman your father is. He served in the army. Worked hard. Why, he was even wounded at the front.
Yeah, and in the stomach.
Well, if you need anything, you just call me.
Listen, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to say nothing to you.
Nah, Lamont.
Look, I don't want to hear it. Just move this piano. Listen, just move out of the way, and I'll do it myself.
See, well, if you want to take on a job like that, that's it. Lift it on this end and kick it with your foot. No, come on, kick it. There you go. Now move around over here somewhere. That's it, son. It's not too heavy. Just lift it right on up there and kick it with your left. No, push down when you kick it. Now get that one. There you go. Now, when you get this one over here, I'll pull the rug out. There you go. You got it? Easy now. Don't drop it. There you go.
I wonder why he didn't come in then. He always comes in there when it looks like you're doing all the work.
Well, what are we going to do now?
Well, as soon as I rest a little bit, we're going to push it over there by the door. Because it'll roll now.
It'll roll?
Yeah.
Well, let me see if it'll roll. Should be easier if it'll roll. Oh, yeah, that's much nicer. I gotta almost do this by myself.
Well, you did it again.
Did what?
Nothing. Just let me help this kid over to the door.
We ain't gonna never get this piano through the door.
It'll get through there. How do you think they got it in here? You think they built the apartment around it?
Why'd they rub, man?
Now listen, anything that goes up comes down. Anything that goes in goes out. Now that's the first rule of physics.
First rule of physics.
That's right.
You don't know that much.
Wait a minute, Pop.
See that one? And the second rule of physics is stuck.
I didn't mean to try to get it through this way. Listen, pull it back.
Push it.
I meant to bring it over here, turn it on its side, and get it through sideways.
I told you once before, I ain't lifting this piano.
You don't have to lift it, Pop. You just come over here, turn it on its side, and we'll wiggle it through.
Okay, well.
Well, you're certainly taking a long time getting this out of here.
Yes, we're certainly taking a long time getting this out of here.
Well, if I'd known you were going to take that long, I wouldn't have... Oh. Hello. Oh, hello, darling. No, I can't talk very long. I have some people here, and they're moving Sylvia's piano out. So what?
But you wiggling over there.
That'll be the last of Sylvia. What she ever needed a piano for, I'll never know. She never got past chopsticks.
Twist it. Now turn it. Now wiggle it. Now push it.
Now wait. Look, Lamont. Now, I pushed it and wiggled it and twisted it. Now, what I'm gonna do next? The funky chicken?
Stop trying to be so funny and just push this thing in here. Now, it came in here. It's gotta come out. Now, come on, Pop.
I'm telling you, Lamont, it ain't gonna make it.
You'll never get it through the door.
That's what I just told him.
Well, what are you gonna do?
Well, we're gonna have to take the legs off.
Well, the legs don't come off.
Well, how did they get the dumb thing in here in the first place?
Well, how would I know? I'm not a piano mover.
Well, me either.
Well, you shouldn't have taken the job in the first place.
That's what I told him.
Listen, I had to bring it over here to find out if we'll get through the door. Otherwise, how would I know? I know it'll come out of here because it came in here and it...
Say, is that your truck parked down in front?
Yes, it is, officer.
Well, you better get it out of there. You're in a 10-minute loading zone and you've been there for half an hour.
Well, okay, as soon as I move the piano.
No, now. If you don't get it out of there right now, I'm going to write you a ticket, and after that, I'm going to have it towed away.
Well, listen, I have to move this piano.
Look, first the truck and then the piano, okay?
Okay. Well, you heard what he said. Let's go downstairs and move the truck.
Oh, you can't leave now.
You heard what that policeman said?
Oh, I don't care what he said. I demand you finish the job.
Say, listen, you. I'm sick of you and this job and this piano. Let's get out of here, Pop.
Excuse me.
Look, what am I supposed to do? Come on, come on. Pull it back in. Pull it back in.
Who, me? Pull it back in by myself? With my bayonet wound? Are you crazy?
Well, what am I supposed to do? I have guests coming.
Well, get some of your guests to help you.
I'll sue you both. I'm going to call my attorney right now. Samson and Son. That's it, isn't it, Samson?
No, it's Samson and Delilah. I'm Samson.
Well, we got a piano that belongs to us stuck in the door, and that guy's never going to give us that 20 bucks. What are we going to do now?
Well, we'll do like they did in the Bible. You know, Moses was being chased by the Egyptian, and he came up on the Red Sea, and he stuck his arms out over the sea, and the sea divided.
So we're going to do like Moses?
No, we're going to do like the Red Sea. We're going to split.
I'm with you.
Hey, Lamont.
Huh?
You know that guy up there? He was really fruity.
Why don't you stop that, huh?
Right. He could have been a Nazi.
What are you talking about?
Did you notice when I mentioned the war, he started talking German? Schleckle, schleckle, schleckle. That's right. Because, you know, Hitler wasn't too cool. Everybody said he was. You remember that salute? Hi, Hitler.
Let's get out of here.
Okay, but... Hey, Lamont, look.
Oh, no, we left our shoes up there.
And I just had my heels fixed.
Well, you don't want to go back up there, do you?
I don't think so.
That guy will only make more trouble for us. You mind wearing them?
I don't mind.
Let's go.
Coming, Delilah.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.